by Lorenzo David, CEO of the Development Impact Fund. Lorenzo, good morning.
Good morning, John. You're having a fun time this morning.
I am. I just absolutely love our listeners, except for a small segment of them. They're my love list. But I do want to hug them. I just want to give them all the warmth that is in my big, big hug. What's your view, Lorenzo, on compulsory vaccinations? Do you have any issues with it? Any yes buts?
No, John, not at all. You know that our constitution is premised on the notion of collective responsibility by every citizen for our national well-being. That's a fundamental thread that runs through our constitution. And that notion of collective responsibility is what I believe should form the backbone of the argument for mandatory vaccinations. You're right. I think the president has wasted an enormous amount of time to get to this point. And knowing his sort of slack with presidential task teams, I fear that if we wait 6 months for it, we don't have 6 months. We need an answer on compulsory mandatory vaccinations within weeks, if not days. I do believe that there's an urgency about this, both from an economic standpoint, from a political standpoint, and from the national well-being standpoint. There's a need for compulsory or mandatory vaccinations.
Have you been offered any arguments that have made you pause just a little bit in that certainty? People with whom you've discussed this, who feel differently, who feel that mandatory vaccinations are a step too far, they infringe too far on the rights of the individuals to make important choices about their own body and their own lives. Has anybody given you an argument that has shaken your certainty just a little?
No, John, not at all. I have been sent weird YouTube videos and conspiracy theories and the end of the world is upon us clips from all kinds of weird religious nuts and weirdos, but no, John, nothing that makes sense. There are lots of people punting all kinds of views about bodily integrity and your constitutional right to your own dispensation. But this is about national well-being. Our economy is under threat. It is as it would be in a state of war, where certain rights are suspended so that the country is protected, so that systems and institutions are protected, so that an economy can flourish during a time of crisis. So this is nothing about, for me, about infringing upon individual rights. This is ensuring that post this pandemic, individual rights are protected. Right now, everybody's rights are under threat. And without a mandatory process to guide us over the next while, so that we can settle beyond this pandemic. Without that, we are not going to survive this. There are thousands of poor people. There are thousands of vulnerable individuals who will die, John. And unless we say that more publicly, people will die. We are not going to see the severity of this.
He hasn't asked me. This is somebody I normally ignore because this is somebody who is eminently ignorable, but sometimes... So this is somebody who sends me a lot of YouTube videos, none of which I have watched. He hasn't asked me and probably many others what we think. We know what you think. Unfortunately, you keep reminding me of what you think. I wish you'd stop. I dare him to try to jab me. Are you prepared to try and jab this idiot?
Absolutely. You know, John, the average child from the age of 0 to 12 undergo something like 25 vaccinations, both oral and intramuscular. And, you know, we don't even blink an eye anymore to take our child somewhere to get vaccinated. Vaccinations are a part of life. And as you say, you know, I can't wait for the next jab to come so that my immune system can be boosted. This is about life and death. And if these, and I, forgive me for the expression, but if these idiots can understand, John, that this is about life and death. People are dying. Hospital beds are filling up again. And vaccinations and booster shots reduces the severity of the symptoms you show, and it prevents unnecessary death. Now I don't know how to make that point more clearer, more loudly, more bolder, other than to say it prevents severe symptoms and it prevents unnecessary death.
Lorenzo David, CEO of the Development Impact Fund, thank you very much indeed. Nikki and Nurtuk has just sent this WhatsApp. If we need the entire country vaccinated, just say we'll have an alcohol ban in 3 days' time and you need to be vaccinated before being allowed into the liquor store, then set up the vaccination station outside the liquor store, the entire country will be vaccinated within 2 days. Nikki, it won't, because roughly a third of South Africans drink. So they're 66 out of 100 South Africans don't drink for various reasons, but we have a relatively small number of people as a percentage of the population that drink. So that it wouldn't work. Unfortunately, we have a fairly high percentage of the people that drink who drink to excess, who problem drink. And that's one of the big issues that we are not wrestling with as a country. Surely mandatory vaccinations are as much of a panic reaction as halting air travel. It's a risky medical procedure as there has not been a long enough post-vaccine period to identify long-term effects of the vaccine. We know it works, but what's the long-term impact on the body? You're quite right. We don't know. Quite obviously, vaccines have only been around and being put into people's arms for less than a year. So quite obviously, we don't know what the impact on the body is going to be of this vaccine or one of the vaccines that are out there at the moment in 5-10 years' time. But what we do know is we know a lot about vaccines. We know a lot about vaccines and adverse side effects and when they develop and what they are. It is extremely unlikely that in 5 years' time there will be risks identified with this vaccine that haven't already been identified, because that is the way vaccines work. All of the vaccines that have saved the world from so much medical and personal trauma have shown the same pattern, that very early on in the use of that vaccine, there has been relative clarity on adverse side effects. And those don't change. The side effects that are associated with MMR vaccine, the side effects that are associated with other vaccines, all showed themselves in the testing phase. And why would this one be different? Because you want it to be different for a reason that I intellectually understand, but in my heart, in my gut, I cannot understand why people do not see that the greater risk is COVID. The risk of vaccination against COVID is tiny. The risk of your life being messed up by COVID is significant.